7 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with yet another purview into, is that the right word? I guess it is, yeah. An overview of what's going on in the world of health. Our friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, so another hour of Good Day Health on the air. A focus on the news, the information that Ken has gleaned by looking at 7 or 8 of the important medical journals. We'll go through that, plus some of your questions this hour. Plus, we're going to have a conversation with a gentleman who has originated something that I'm betting all of you have used or you know about. And if you don't know about it or you haven't used it, Ken and I are going to talk about why you should, what you should know about how to deal with pain, muscle pain, joint pain, certain skin conditions. It'll all be part of our conversation coming up in a moment or two. In the meantime, speaking about conversation about things that are important, Ken and I continue to be amazed at the number of people who are on Superbeats, who use Superbeats, and, you know, Superbeats is happy to present this hour of Good Day Health with Ken, and that's because they know that he knows how well this product works to enhance your body. It's effective. It's safe. It's really a pretty unusual and amazing story when you get right down to it. Who would have thought that somebody would figure out that Beats can be this important to your health and well-being, Ken?
And you don't even have to think you're eating beets, but it's ingredients.
Right. Well, so what is there? Let's explain what we're talking about here for a minute.
Well, as recent as 1988, a very important medical discovery was made that there's a third important gas in the body called nitric oxide. And prior to that, we knew nothing about this. This gas is so important that if you don't continuously make it, your body doesn't function well. Your cells from head to toe can't talk to each other. Your blood pressure will be going up and you'll feel lousy. And the easiest way to continuously remake this nitric oxide is by getting the building blocks from foods. But it's very hard to get enough, and most people, as they get into middle age, their tank of nitric oxide gets depleted. And the folks at Neogenes who make the products, the two of them, Neo 40, which gets the tank of nitric oxide up, and the Superbeats, which gives you a boost of nitric oxide, this company, in collaboration with a physiologist at Baylor University, have come up with a saliva test. You can easily check your nitric oxide level. Just put a little bit of saliva on a test strip. See the color. You'll know immediately whether you're good, in between, or low. And if you're low, I recommend their product Neo 40. It's a way to get your tank level up. The body will be working properly. All of your organs will function better, longer. Your heart, your blood pressure. You need this or you will not be working the way you should. Because how this works is, you know from high school biology, the red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe, but they first have to have a second gas that they carry, the nitric oxide, to spray the blood vessels to open them up, to let them in.
Order Superbeats. They're guaranteed or your money back. 800-655-4183 for Superbeats. In a moment, we meet the gentleman who's responsible for helping so many people around the country eliminate muscle joint pain. You're going to love the information we have for you right after this. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, we have about 12 after the hour here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And now joining us is Ben Blessing, who's the owner of Blue Emu. He's executive vice president, has been a member of the Spine Health Foundation as a board member there. And in terms of Blue Emu, you can understand, Ken, why that might be helpful, because how you use Blue Emu, you and I have both had the benefit of being exposed to this product. I've used it. I got a bad problem in my lower back, as you know, and this stuff has been fabulous, not just great, but fabulous at relieving the symptoms of the pain. So let's talk about Blue Emu, where it comes from first. Ben, thanks for joining us. It's very interesting when you come across products. This is not new, though. I mean, I'm talking like it's a new product. How long has this been around?
Yes, and thank you all for having me, by the way. This is actually, as you're aware, I mean, it's been around for a little over 12 to 13 years. But we acquired the brand about 3.5 years ago. And it kind of like, because I come from an acquisition world, you know, you find brands like this that are actually helping alleviate issues that consumers are having, but the ownership is not promoting that in an effective way. And that's what we were able to do. And as we've shared offline, you know, we've taken a brand that was pretty well known to now the fourth largest topical analgesic in the United States. So it has exploded in growth because consumers were looking for pain relief that didn't have some odor to it or some burning sensation. They were just looking for some relief, you know.
Well, that's what I felt when I've had a bottom line problem with my lower back since I was 18 years old, and I'm a long stretch from 18 now. And I go to all these guys, and they want to have an operation. They want to do this, they want to do that. So when we actually got the Blue Emu, put it on, and it was really pretty amazing how it dealt with. So what's it doing? I guess clinically, I'll leave Ken to ask you most of the clinical questions, but I want to know, so that people know, if they put it on, what actually is happening in their bodies when you apply, like I did, the Blue Emu. This was the super strength cream that I was using. What's it doing?
Well, so like you said, it's depending on the SKU you're using. When we took over the company, we started launching a lot of new SKUs out of the Blue Emu name that had even more powerful
new
ingredients
products.
In it. Yeah, new products. Yeah, new products. Sorry, I'm using
sorry.
SKU
is an inside. I got SKU is an inside reference to keeping your in people's wherever you are, department store, grocery store. They have SKU numbers for things to keep up with whatever is in stock. And
yep.
So that's really what you're doing.
But, so the general 4-ounce jar, the main ingredients that are doing a lot of the work is the emu oil and the glucosamine. And you'll find that in our ingredients list and the aloe in there as well. If you've got a lot of people use our 4-ounce jar, believe it or not, for just simply dry skin. But then you have people that use it for other ailments that are keeping their muscles and joints sore. And the emu oil is, in case no one's aware, I mean, it does come from the emu bird. We get a lot of questions on that because in the United States, the emu bird isn't really a consumed animal. Overseas, it is. It is raised a lot like cattle are raised. Emu meat is a phenomenal. It's the leanest red meat you can eat. We have it stocked fold here now. It's actually wonderful meat to eat. But the oil actually comes from the glands in the fat cells. And what's incredible about it, and we've actually done Fron cell studies, and I'm sure Dr. Ken's very familiar with those, on the penetration enhancements that emu oil does. And so emu oil can actually get 3 to 4 layers down into the skin, which, as you all are aware, that's what you're trying to do with any ingredient
that's
topical.
That's what I'm feeling in my back. All right. So, Ken, I'm going to leave it to you now to get to the nitty-gritty here from the doctor's point of view.
Yeah, great. Ben, it's great to have a chance to connect with you. You know, as a cardiologist, I am so concerned about what a lot of the people are taking for pain. And I get this question all the time. What can I safely take for pain? Arthritis pain, pain of joints and muscles, which is so common as people work out, as they're living longer into their lives. And it's really hard to find something that people can take long-term that's safe and effective. These non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the Motrins, the Advils of the world, more and more studies are showing that you take these longer and longer and you're just going to do your heart in. And it's wonderful when you have a product that you can get right to the spot where you're having the problem. It's safe. It's effective. People like it. It's a natural product. And this is just exactly in my wheelhouse where I want to see a natural product right at the spot. And it's not going to cause all of the horrible problems that all these pain medicines that people are swallowing and leading to terrible problems. Tell us a little bit more, Ben, about the ingredients, because, you know, most of us don't know about what exactly emu oil is. You know, I see this now in Publix all through Florida. It's been distributed wonderfully, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners are not familiar with the emu oil. Can you just expand a little bit on it about the benefits? We didn't even talk about the healing benefits. I have patients who use this for healing wounds.
Yeah, I mean, and as you're aware, Dr. Ken, there's a lot of claims, and I'll say this so that I can say the claims. There's a lot of claims that the FDA doesn't allow us to make because there have been no large-scale emu oil studies done in the prescription drug world. So you see a lot of great natural products that get out onto the market, and they start making these great claims, and then the FDA shuts them down. And so we've been very mindful of that, that we have a lot of studies to make claims that we do, but we also don't want to go overboard saying healing. Like you said, a lot of people use it to heal wounds, but if I got out there making commercials that say that, I'd be shut down before I blinked.
we don't want to do that. And I know the evidence is insufficient there, but I just hear it from my patients.
Well, the evidence is sufficient. And that's to say we've got little studies, and we just haven't done the $100 million prescription drug study to make those claims. But So emu oil is a fatty acid, just like your fish oil. So you also get the benefits that you would of the fish oils, but you don't have the odor that tends to come with the fish oil. And I had mentioned that emu oil is a penetration enhancer, which a lot of people, that should make sense to them. In our maximum arthritis, we actually put an NSAID with it so that it would enhance the penetration of that NSAID into the joint or into the muscle. But the 4-ounce jar, as you're all aware, it doesn't contain anything but the emu oil, the glucosamine, the aloe, and different ingredients to assist in the muscles and joints. And not what's unique about emu oil from almost every other oil, because oils are big in the world right now. Everyone does these doTERRA oils and all these carrier oils. That's the big thing now. But emu oil is unique in the fact that it is odor-free, it's a penetration enhancer, and it has shown to have anti-inflammatory activities. And through study after study, you'll see they'll put emu oil up against NSAIDs, and it will sit right on par with an NSAID. But obviously, as you said, even topical NSAIDs done over time can actually cause harm to the patient if you're not careful. And so emu oil is so unique in the fact that you have penetration and enhancement as well as anti-inflammatory. And the odor-free, people obviously love that. But
love that too.
You don't see a lot of carrier oils doing both carrying and helping anti-inflammatory. So that's what's so unique about the ingredient itself.
All right, we've got a few seconds left, Ben. Best place to get it is at the drugstore. Can you order it online? What's the best way for people to get blue?
So the 4-ounce jar we're talking about here, guys, it is available pretty much in any store near you. Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, local groceries. You can get that everywhere, as well as on our website and Amazon. So blueemu.com. We have all the products. And then Amazon, we have everything on there as well.
BLUE-EMU.com. All right, Ben, good to have you here. Thank you. Ben Blessing from Blue Emu. What a great product. 21 after the hour.
I'm Bob Dorico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Now that baseball season has begun, I'd like to tell you about one of the most important people in the game you've probably never heard of. Dr. Creighton Hale was a young college professor when, in 1955, he joined Little League Baseball to lead its safety efforts. He would eventually spend nearly 60 years with the Little League, including 20 as its president. He invented some of the most important safety equipment still used today, including the double ear flap batter's helmet and a chest protector with a throat guard for catchers. Let's be fair, though. I probably would have never heard of Dr. Hale if not for a speech he gave to Congress. You see, he went to Washington, D.C. to reveal how the lawsuit problem in America had affected his organization. He testified that the Little League had to spend more money on liability insurance to protect itself from lawsuits than it spent on bats, balls, and gloves combined. How did things ever get this way? Learn more about how other organizations are affected by excessive litigation. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to $10 off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen. In-store only. Ends 4/15/17.
Let's get back to the information that's here. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert from his facility, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. I want to go. We have a number of things that we need to cover here, Ken, that you've researched. So let's get at it. One of the things I've heard a lot of discussion lately about diabetes. Matter of fact, you may or may not have heard that Apple apparently has put together a research team. They're going to work on a cure for diabetes, and it's somehow going to be, this is how genius these are. Apparently Steve Jobs, before he died, put together a team of four or five specialists, and they're in one of the buildings on the campus at Apple, and they're trying to find a cure for diabetes that will be tied to having regular injections, whatever it is, on your Apple Watch. I mean, can you imagine the genius of these people? Somehow, when they find out what it takes to keep your diabetes in check, then they're going to figure out how to have whatever the facility is, whatever the way is to treat the diabetes associated with an Apple product. When you think about it, I mean, because you normally, if you have bad, serious diabetes, a lot of people have it for 20 years or more. They got to get injections every day. And so they're working on a way to eliminate having to do that. Can you imagine?
Well, I think they're timing the injections based on the Apple Watch. I think that's really what they're discussing.
Yeah.
Not an actual cure of the problem, just a novel way to treat it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty clever, though, isn't it?
They could use a new product.
Yeah, right. Yes, right. Okay. All right. So speaking of diabetes, there's news this week about how good fresh fruit is for you, as opposed to canned fruit, for maybe what is an obvious reason. Yes?
Well, it's not so obvious. And I've been discussing this and advocating for this, but it hasn't been obvious. And I'm glad that hopefully this will settle this issue. This came out of PLOS Journal this week. And this is regarding diabetics who are uneasy about even eating natural fruit. And I talk to these diabetics all the time, Doug, in the office. And hopefully this will reassure. And in this article, they discuss about how fresh fruit and vegetables are healthful for most of us. But people with diabetes may avoid eating fresh fruit because of its high sugar content. And I hear this all the time. And here I am sitting in Florida and people won't eat oranges, and they're plentiful if they have diabetes. But people who did not have diabetes at the beginning of the study and consumed fresh fruit in high amounts had a significantly lower risk of diabetes. Additionally, those who had diabetes, Doug, at the beginning of the study and consumed high amounts of fruit had a significantly lower risk of dying from any cause, as well as a lower risk of developing complications of the heart. So this is just reassuring news. You have diabetes. It's good to eat fruit. Don't worry about the sugar naturally from fruit. And if you don't have diabetes, eat a lot of fruit. Don't worry about getting diabetes.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. That has to come under the good news department, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Natural sugar in fruit is okay. It's not going to bring on diabetes.
See, every once in a while you hear, like oranges. I have, every morning I have oranges, I have apples, I have pears, I have raspberries, blackberries, blueberries,
cherries,
yogurt, bananas. I usually have some pineapple and some mangoes.
You're not going to have diabetes.
Well, but see, I was told, and I can't remember where I heard it, that I needed to look out because I have grapes too. Grapes and oranges have lots of natural sugar. But you're saying that's not a problem.
That is exactly the tide that I have been fighting, and hopefully this article will settle it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fresh fruit. Eat lots of it because it'll prevent diabetes and complications of diabetes. Who wants to suffer from that? My God.
Just remember to make it part of your calorie count. But fruits and vegetables, you need a lot.
Every day. All right. Good word. Dr. Ken and Doug continue. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day Health.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A couple stopped to pick up a carpool friend who wasn't ready yet. So they decided to drive around the block a few times while they waited. They were pulled over and discovered, with a hefty ticket, that it's against the law in their town to pass the same point in the same direction more than 3 times in 3 hours. Whether you're waiting for someone or just plain lost doesn't matter. Someone decided circling the block is a threat to public safety. But the freedom to move around as we choose is an essential American liberty. This couple didn't do anything wrong, but became victims of an unnecessary law. It's time for city councils across the country to take a new look at their laws through the lens of liberty.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome back to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we spend an hour together going through a lot of the information that comes from these various publications, the journals of medicine, the ones that affect you, that impact your life, your health, your well-being. Thanks to Ken and his interpretation. Ken's a cardiologist. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, Florida. And if you ever find yourself of a mind, like I do every year at least once, to go see Ken, get yourself checked out from head to toe, or you have cardiological problem, circulation problem, and you don't like what your doctor at home has said to you, get on a plane and go down to Mount Dura. It probably isn't the stop. You probably have to get off in Orlando or Sanford, and then you go see Ken. You go over and see the Space Coast and all the other things. There's a little amusement park that's located nearby, too, that you might want to see. Anyway, the connection to Ken is 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400 for an appointment to go in and spend the day with Ken. It'll be a worthwhile effort, I'm telling you that. 352-735-1400. Okay, for those of us who have not had menopause but been with people who have, it's always important for me to learn, and it is everybody else, maybe more important for the ladies involved than the men who are around them, about what the nuance is regarding menopause. Early hot flashes are the focus of a study, and what it does in terms of complicating things for you as a cardiologist, Ken.
Exactly, and these hot flashes may not be so benign, especially in younger women, and they just need to be one thing that you're aware of. This is a study out of Menopause reported this week, Doug, that hot flashes in younger women, we're talking about 40 to 53 aged, in these younger women, it may be a sign of emerging abnormal functioning of the circulation system, and this can lead to cardiovascular disease. So in this study, women ages, again, 40 to 53, who experience frequent hot flashes, they may be at increased risk of developing heart disease. And I know Doug was going to ask me, how could this possibly be? So this is the best we understand this, that hot flashes seem to affect the inner lining of the blood vessels. We call this the endothelium, and thus decrease the ability of blood vessels to relax. And this is very important, and this is the early stages of the development of coronary artery disease.
All right, so when you're saying the age, is that when the hot flashes start, somewhere in the 40s or before you're 53? You're talking about when the hot flashes begin at the beginning of menopause, or is this an experience no matter when, what point you're in the experience of menopause? The
age 40 is a little early for most women. Average age of menopause is usually in the early 50s in America. And when you're around menopause, it's not unusual for a woman to start getting hot flashes. But as early as 40 is a little unusual. And that's the key here, that it is a warning that there may be some future heart disease. And then you have to aggressively get those risk factors under control. Blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, your weight. Don't smoke. Get enough sleep. Eat a healthy diet. Get that mental stress out of your life. It's almost as bad as smoking.
All right. There it is. Word to the wise is sufficient on both sides. If you're married to somebody or with someone who's going through menopause, let them, you're hearing this, and she may not know about it. Get the download. Find the archive of this, or tell your better half what it is that we have just passed along to you. Glean the information. I'm sure you can go. The journal is called Menopause, is it not?
Yet going through menopause, but years before they're going through menopause, they're already having hot flashes. That's the subgroup of women that are being described here.
Got it. All right, now let's turn to men and problems that men have with prostate cancer. We all have a prostate. Some people get cancer they haven't removed now these days. But there's a new test that is important for what category of people?
Well, this is the kind of story that you want to pull your hair out. And we talked about this back in 2012 when this story originally began. So let's just go through this, because all guys need, and the women who love guys need to know about this. In a significant shift, and I have to commend this government group for admitting they didn't necessarily do the right thing. As much as they can admit fault, they have. In a significant shift, a key health advisory panel plans to soften its recommendation against prostate-specific antigen. That's the PSA, which doctors use to screen for detecting prostate cancer. Recall, Doug and I talked about this back in 2012 when that U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that government body which has too much influence, recommended that men no longer get their PSA tested. That recommendation was based on evidence that PSA screening resulted in overdiagnosis and unnecessary treatment that could leave men impotent and incontinent. And the problem with that task force was that there were no urologists on that group that came out with a statement to stop measuring PSAs. And this really shook up the medical community, and there was just a lot of pushback, and the evidence just, the good studies published in peer-reviewed journals just kept demonstrating in the years after 2012 that that was not a good recommendation. And I want to commend them for admitting it and changing their recommendation, because it wasn't a good one in 2012. It's not a good one now. So after reviewing follow-up evidence, the task force now has changed their recommendation. So here it is. They're recommending that men aged 55 to 69 have a discussion with their doctor about the pros and cons of PSA screening. For men aged 70 and older, the recommendation for no PSA screening remains in place.
All right. So I guess that, well, I think I'm still going to have mine done, because I think it still is important to do, and that's the conversation you and I had.
We've been ahead of the curve. You and I have a conversation, and we elect to do it. And that's where it should have been in 2012, but at least there, I have to commend them that they admit that they were wrong.
Well, science makes mistakes. Science is not perfect.
No, they didn't
science.
Even interpret the science. That's where I'm going to disagree here. And you know, I have a brother who's a urologist,
yes,
and
right.
I know a lot of urologists. And, you know, the head of the urology group at that time, you know, was just so upset about this, because they didn't do it on the science. No one really understands how they came to the decision.
Well, it's nothing to mess with. I will tell you, from the peace of mind department, I'm very, very fortunate, knock on wood. I never asked you what your PSA count was, I don't think. But
It's good. It's good.
Mine is good. Mine's only fluctuated from, what, 0.4 to 0.8?
Right.
0.6 has been in there.
Because I
less
think
than
they,
one.
They have their recommendation correct now. It should have just stayed that way.
Yeah.
And a lot, believe me, a lot of doctors did not change and have been doing this ever since 2012. And mm-hmm. I think the credibility of this group was really hurt by this decision because they did not have any urologists on the board that made that decision.
Yeah. All right. More heart information from Ken, the cardiologist, as we continue. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on this hour of Good Day Health.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com, this two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
April is Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month and shines a light on this serious disorder affecting approximately 1 million people in the U.S. Parkinson's disease is a progressive chronic movement disorder that can lead to tremors, muscle stiffness, and slow movements. As the disease advances, some people may begin to have increasing off episodes or periods of slowness, stiffness, and overall poor mobility, despite taking their medication as prescribed. Dr. Fennett T. Phipps, Associate Professor of Neurology at Vanderbilt University, further explains.
As Parkinson's disease progresses, patients may have to take higher doses of their medications more often and still experience off time. This can make living with their disease both difficult and unpredictable. Because Parkinson's disease progression varies from patient to patient, it's important for people with advanced Parkinson's to speak with their doctor about how symptoms are changing over time and how best to manage these symptoms.
Talk to your doctor or visit pdadvocates.com for information about Parkinson's disease education, support, and resources.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a tip, an exercise tip. Did you know that 15 minutes in a spin class could hurt you? Most people think they go to the spin class, they're going to be well off. Well, this is one particular woman named Laura Peterson who began feeling sick. Actually, she almost passed out after 15 minutes. She initially brushed off the symptoms as the result of an intense session, but a couple of days later, her urine turned dark, her thigh muscles were swollen. She was putting on a sock and really hurt. Her thighs were hurting. I was afraid. I knew something was wrong. She went to the emergency room, found out that she had developed a potentially fatal condition in which the skeletal muscle rapidly deteriorates. It can be caused by either internal or external injury. Can result in kidney failure. In fact, doctors told her that she was lucky she hadn't severely damaged her kidneys by the time she got to the hospital. Spinning, does that cause the condition? Dr. Maureen Brogan says spinning is great exercise, but people should be aware they need to take it slowly in the beginning. There ought to be some guidelines where you go for your spinning classes. The doctors recently had seen a couple of other young adults at the medical center where they practice who had similar symptoms. The issue with spinning, the doctor says, is that you're using some of the largest muscles in your body, the quadriceps and the gluteus maximus. They're pretty intense. If the exercise is too intense, the muscles might not get enough oxygen, can swell up, break down, and burst open. You know, I wonder about that. I think about the exercising that I'm doing in the weight room and the amount of weight I'm just pushing around. I've got up to like 750 pounds with my legs pushing that, and the muscles are big there, but I guess you wonder. Yeah, you have to take it, I think. You have to take your time and build up gradually. Maybe that's the advice. 44 past the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, with a focus on a couple of issues. Because he's a cardiologist, I want to get to these. The idea that if you have a good heart, you'll have a good brain. And I can see where that makes sense. I was just, as I read that for the first time, I was thinking about this new thing I'm doing at the gym on a the upside down thing, whatever they, I forget what they call that, but you go, you hold yourself upside down so the blood runs to your head. And I was told for a while that wasn't good to do, not because it wasn't good for my head, but it wasn't good for my back. And now I got a guy I'm wearing with who says, no, it's good for your back. So, but certainly it's good to get the blood to your brain. So what is, if you have a good, strong heart, it would seem to me that's the connection here. Let's see if my speculation is right.
Well, this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug, that a healthy aging of the brain, it relies on the health of your heart and blood vessels when you're younger. People with risk factors for heart disease and stroke in middle age, they're more likely to have elevated levels of amyloid. That's a sticky protein known to clump together and form plaques in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. So the key here is, if you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease as you get older, in middle age, you have to make sure you do everything to keep your circulation as healthy as possible. And we can go over it again if you want.
Well, I think that's pretty bottom line, though, isn't it? If you, the more blood you get to your brain, bingo. Now, what comes into effect here as I think about my own situation, the carotid artery that has a little blockage in it, does that help, or as much as you, it has to be really close to being shut off before the blood isn't going to get up there and do its work?
Well, your big coronaries are doing well, and you're trying your best to keep your risk factors as low as possible, and and that's what you want to do.
Yeah, my, I have no plaque anywhere except what goes up to my brain. And so that's, yeah, something to keep in mind, though. But healthy heart, healthy brain, long life. Okay, so here's another one. The grayer the hair on a man, the higher his heart risk. Now, I think my hair isn't gray anymore. It's more white, don't you? So I don't know whether this applies to me or not, but it's always good to have an anecdotal reference. That's why I always bring myself up, because I don't mind being a guinea pig. So where am I on this?
This is getting front page everywhere today. It's really amazing what attracts the interest in the media, but yeah, that's why I added this. And this comes out of the European Society of Cardiology meeting, their annual meeting that took place this week. And what they're reporting, Doug, is that gray hair appears to be associated, we don't know if it's the cause, but associated with a higher risk of heart disease.
Are we talking about an age here?
Because for men,
right, everybody's going to get gray hair sooner or later, right?
Exactly. So what's going on here? They're simply getting older causes gray hair. But it boosts the likelihood that a man's hair will turn gray as you get older. But at the same time, graying hair may also go hand in hand with unhealthy, what we call biological aging. This includes an increased risk for system-wide inflammation, hormonal changes, and impaired ability for DNA to repair itself and for cells to divide and grow. So it may be even more complicated than just aging. It just may be a future marker that the circulation itself is not going to repair itself like the hair isn't.
So are we saying the bad circulation causes your hair to turn gray, or is it
no,
like
no.
A copper?
It's an association, and mm-hmm. it's not necessarily cause and effect. This study did not prove cause and effect. It just proved an association.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have a moment or two left here. Look at these skills that boost one's odds of being well. This is another interesting study. Life skills.
Yeah, this is very important. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. Five life skills that can boost your odds of well-being. Everybody get these. Emotional stability, determination, control, optimism, and conscientiousness are all important life skills that can raise your prospects for a happy, healthy life. People with these traits are more likely to be healthier, less lonely, and more financially stable.
Mm-hmm. No,
you want to do them again?
Sense. Yeah, let's repeat them one more time.
Emotional stability.
Yep.
Determination.
Mm-hmm.
Control.
Mm-hmm.
Optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And conscientiousness. I think you're guilty of all five, Doug.
I hope so, and you too. Optimism, especially thinking about how you can get the best out of this wonderful opportunity we have to live on this planet in this body that we have. Don't abuse it. Don't wreck it. Don't mess it up. All right. Some good words from Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we continue here. This is the weekly program focused. We have 2 hours every week. One, Dr. Jack Stockwell. The other one, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with us now at 10 minutes for the hour. ¶¶
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you. Then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, famous cardiologist. You like well known is probably better. You probably would be embarrassed if I said famous. But he is famous. He's known around the world. He's got some interesting research that has come out about using EECP. You know, it's interesting because before I found this, you suggested I do it. I know you treat people using, it's called enhanced electronic
enhanced external counter pulsation.
Right, which basically creates new little micro arteries and veins, right, in your system to get the blood around.
Among other things, it does stimulate new blood vessel development, and it also enhances the function. It improves the function, restores the function of the blood vessels you already have.
Mm-hmm. So you have published information, done a lot of research, and now you're being acknowledged for that, which I think is important. You got me to do the EECP, you measured the new microvessels. That came especially in my heart where you wanted to see some more blood flow in a particular area in my heart.
You know, cardiologists are not people who are timid. You don't go into cardiology timidly. Mm-mm. And they're not people who have a lot of self-doubt. But the whole profession is going to have to acknowledge that we've been misdiagnosing a huge number of people for decades. And this is called small vessel heart disease. It goes by coronary microvascular dysfunction. We know that about 50% of people who have a heart catheterization, Doug, do not have any significant disease in their big vessels. They don't go on to angioplasty or to bypass surgery. And what we have discovered, and this was published in Circulation, our Bible journal, this past January for cardiology, that up to 60% of these people have small vessel heart disease, coronary microvascular dysfunction. So all these millions of people over the past decades that we've been telling are fine, have no heart disease, go see the GI doctor or go see another doctor, they mm-hmm. do have heart disease. Mm-hmm. And the whole profession is going to be realizing and accepting this, if they haven't already, they should, that we've been misdiagnosing these people.
So is there a food end to this as well? How you eat, exercise, as well as
lifestyle is so important. Diet, yeah. Exercise, mental stress reduction, getting enough sleep, It's all so important, staying away from a lot of excess alcohol, your lifestyle, diet, exercise, stress reduction, alcohol, don't smoke, just live a healthy life and make sure you get enough sleep.
Meredith and I visited you in December.
Stress is horrible.
Stress is horrible, and eating, I have this thing about sweets, and I've sort of laid off for the most part over the winter. I've lost about 10 pounds, and you can sort of see it and feel it, and it is something that is moderately easy with a lot of exercise to do.
The
and
best
so,
drug
I
prescribe.
I'm not where I want to be yet, but it's really something, and that coupled with how you do these things like EECP, what you want to do is get the stuff out of your system that gets in the way of the blood going to where it needs to go.
Well, the best drug that I prescribe is exercise. And these small vessels, they're microscopic. They form a web off of the big vessels. They go into the thickness of the heart. You can't see them. Mm-hmm. But they do cause a lot of symptoms. They can cause chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue. And people who have these symptoms haven't been diagnosed. Get the doctors to think about this. Small vessel heart disease. It's
Ask
so common.
Ask them about doctor. When you go to your cardiologist, mention Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research. And
well, the contribution we made was with Dr. Lawson at Stony Brook was that showing that EECP is a very effective treatment for this small vessel heart disease that you can't see.
Okay. So then let's go one step further here with the effectiveness, the safeness, enhancing your body by using super beets, which basically opens up the arteries and gets blood to these areas as well.
Well, nitric oxide is very important for these small vessels, and a lot of people are advocating getting your nitric oxide level up to help improve the function of the small vessels.
So if you had a doctor say to you, I'm not getting enough blood, I don't hear the blood, I don't see the blood getting to this area of your body, and you need EECP, taking super beets would be an enhancement as well.
Well, what I recommend people check their nitric oxide level. There's a physiologist at Baylor. He is associated with Neogenes. He has developed these test strips with saliva to check your nitric oxide level. And then Neo 40 gets your tank level up. And if you do want a boost of nitric oxide during the day instead of those caffeinated beverages, that's where Super Beets is good.
All right. So Super Beets, Ken recommends them. You heard his story talking about healthy blood flow. Get a bonus of 30 days extra when you order for the first time. Call 800-655-4183. Get on the Super Beets program. Do yourself and your family a favor. 800-655-4183. Listen to Ken. Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.